Hello, I'm Chris Sully. I'm the Managing Director of Manx Radio on the Isle of Man. I've been in the job now for just over 6 months. I came here after a 28-year career with the Forces Broadcaster, BFBS, British Forces Broadcasting Service, which took me all over the world to various locations, ending up in my last role as the Station Manager for BFBS in Germany. And I came here in April to take over from Anthony Pugh, who'd been here for about 15 years as the MD. And I came here in the full knowledge that we'd been asked as a station to prepare a report for the government of the Isle of Man, which is an independent of the UK government called Timwald. Timwald itself has been going for over 1,000 years. It's the oldest parliamentary organisation in the UK, indeed in the world, as far as I understand it. And they'd asked for a report on the future sustainability of Manx Radio, how we can take the public subvention that we received. Just to give you a bit of a background, Manx Radio is partially funded by subvention, by taxation, if you like, of the public, and partially funded by commercial activities, advertising and sponsorship. And over the years, the level of subvention compared to the level of advertising has dropped, and we were seeking an increase in subvention. We were asked last year, before I joined the station, to go away and write this report, which we did. The report was then, by some elements of the government, rounded upon. I'll give you one example. One claim that was made in Timwald is, why has Manx Radio come to us asking for this money? It's not up to the national broadcaster to be dictating to Parliament how much money they want. And I did point out that actually you'd ask for this report and that's what we've delivered. It was a fairly frustrating, long and protracted process. And I have to admit, there were times when I really thought I'd bitten off more than I could chew. And had it not been for the support from the PMA, I really don't think we'd have got through this. They've been absolutely fantastic. And I think we're at a crossroads now in world public service media, where if we don't work more collectively and cleverly together, there is a danger that if it can happen here on the Isle of Man, it can certainly happen up a street near you. So together, forward, I guess.